USA News. I'm Rich Johnson. That huge winter storm is heading east, but is still making life miserable in the upper Midwest. Interstate 90 is closed from Rapid City, South Dakota, to the Wyoming border. And as for the eastern U.S.,
parts of the Appalachians and the interior northeast are being hit with a mix of snow, sleet, and freezing conditions. NBC meteorologist Bill Caron says this storm is not going away soon.
This is day four of blizzard warnings. Blizzard warnings started Monday night for areas outside of Rapid City, and we're still under blizzard warnings throughout the day today.
The storm has already produced around a foot of snow or more in states like Nebraska, North Dakota, South Dakota, and Wisconsin. The snowfall in the Northeast may last through Saturday. I'm Tyler Kuehl.
At least one Republican senator is holding firm in his desire to pass a full-year spending bill in this Congress. That's Alabama's Richard Shelby.
We all know it's the best thing to do is fund the government when you're here, whether you're retiring or whether you've got five more years. The problem remains the same.
House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy's blasting Shelby for not delaying the omnibus bill until the new Congress, with a GOP majority in the House. Mortgage rates are down again. Freddie Mac says the average for a 30-year fixed loan is 6.31%. That is down very slightly from last week, but it is the fifth straight week of a decline. The real estate website Zillow says nationwide rent prices fell by 0.4% last month. Biggest month-over-month declines in Raleigh, North Carolina, Austin, and Seattle. But Wall Street appears obsessed with yesterday's interest rate hike and general recession fears. The Dow's been down by as much as 900 points today. That's more than 2.5%. Same story for the S&P index. The NASDAQ has lost more than 3%. This is USA News.
Paid for by government.com.
Did you hear? A recent stash of $10 gold Liberty coins from the 1800s has been found. These gorgeous gold coins are as bright and shiny as the day they were struck in the late 1800s, and less than 50 of these gold coins are available. Coin experts are calling this gold find an incredible opportunity. Call 1-888-201-7060, and you are guaranteed a $10 gold Liberty coin minted by the U.S. Mint in the 1800s. But with extremely limited availability, you must call now. These gold Liberty coins from the 1800s are still in uncirculated condition. That is history you can hold in your hand. To learn more, call 1-888-201-7060. Call now and you'll receive a free American Coin Collector's Bonus Package, a $40 value, free with every order. Call 1-888-201-7060 now to secure your $10 gold Liberty coins dated from the 1800s before they sell out. That's 1-888-201-7060.
Russia is warning the U.S. against sending Patriot missile batteries to Ukraine. A statement from Russia's embassy in Washington says that could lead to unpredictable consequences. Remember the free COVID tests you got from Uncle Sam? You might be seeing more in your mailbox soon. The White House is relaunching free home testing kit distribution. You can ask for 4 free kits. The program's back up to respond to the expected winter surge of COVID cases. Tennis great Boris Becker is out of a British prison after serving 8 months of a 2.5-year sentence. Becker was convicted of what the judge called playing the system with bad faith in connection with his 2017 bankruptcy. The 6-time Grand Slam champ concealed and transferred about $2.5 million in assets to hide them from his creditors. After his release, Becker left the UK for his native Germany. Comedian and film star Adam Sandler will be getting a major honor for the work he has done so far in his life, the Mark Twain Prize for American Humor.
You are the worst wedding singer in the world, buddy.
Well, I have a microphone and you don't.
So you will listen to every word I have to say!
Sandler will be the 24th recipient of the prize for what's called his tenure as a fan favorite over 3 decades of film, music, and television. The Mark Twain Awards ceremony will be at the Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts in Washington in March. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.